Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's only getting worse and more expensive, Drew.
That's exactly
it's crazy.
Right. That's exactly. But I do think that you're going to get a bonus. You're going to get a $1,000 bonus from the president for this. I think that's coming. So we don't know when, but it's in the works. It's in the beautiful bill. We're working on it. You're the best, Drew. Thank you, Drew.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah,
yes, sir.
We'll do something to fix this stroller tariff. We got to fix this stroller tariff.
Got to do something.
So we'll be back next week. I'll keep you guys updated.
All right, my guy.
Appreciate you, brother.
Drew Hill. Covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian.
DIY Drew.
I'll tell you this.
Yourself.
There's one man on this show that has a pair of KDs, and it's not Drew Hill. I'll tell you that right now. It ain't him, and it ain't me either. So I don't know why there's such a resistance.
Again, very old pair.
But you still got them. I've seen you wear them the last 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't,
that's how good a shape they're still in.
And because it's a good shoe, right? It's a really good shoe.
KDs, many players wear them.
And it's a good piece. He's a good player. And I am just of the mind where
you're
it's
just
like,
going to kidnap him, blindfold him, and drop him on the bench. In Memphis.
100%.
Because he's going to come. You're not going to be able to get him without the blindfold.
Well,
kicking and screaming.
Let me see who's interested. And then, if Houston wants him, then we're screwed probably. You know, if they say, all right, we don't want to pay for Giannis, but we'll pay for Durant.
Again, maybe the Ja thing, maybe he holds him still in high esteem. But
yes,
your guy's got to be out there, too.
That's exactly right.
And, you
that's
know, this is a guy that teamed up with Kyrie at one point, and that didn't go well. What are we talking about here, bro?
Damn.
I mean, you have to put some of his history into this decision as well.
That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt because, you know, let's just even assume that he felt that, like he felt great about, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, mm-hmm. but let's assume he does.
Correct.
That he thinks Ja is the future of the league. But even then, you're like, all right, brother, you know, am I even going to have you in the playoffs?
You would know what you need to know. You need to know how serious Ja is then about changing his game, about staying on the floor, John, about getting to a mid-range that can keep him on the floor.
Yep.
You would need to know all of that before you're ready to go all in, you know, with him as your guy. After what you went through, messing it up, Phoenix, there's no point guard. But then with the Kyrie thing, back up in Brooklyn that you thought was perfect.
So true.
And the guy he didn't even play with you.
Yeah. No, that's tough, man.
Can't do it by yourself.
Tough. I'm going to be hopeful about it because I think it'd be a great move. Let's
hope he didn't see Caruso bodying Jaren either.
Right. Hopefully he was not watching the playoffs.
He was training during that part.
But I have not seen any report that's linked the Grizzlies to Kevin Durant.
I mean, it's
but I would be all about
to
it.
Fun to think about, of course.
I'd be all about
but
it.
But we'd have butts and seats.
Yeah.
Night one would be unbelievable in terms of the anticipation.
Mm-hmm. That it would. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Lots more to come. Jeff Goodman's going to join us at 125. And then Fade Brad. We have to do Fade Brad today. Remember that
We're
one?
Back. We're back.
Is Brad? Brad's 9 games above 500, I believe. That's not correct. Quite 10. He's going for 10 tonight. The elusive 10 games above 500. Obviously, he's already locked in a winning season. Basically. Unless this series somehow went 7 and he lost every single one of his picks, he has locked in a winning season on Fade Brad. So, lost last year, won this year. I don't know what we're going to call it next year. Is it fade Brad? Is it tail Brad? Is it just listen to Brad? Is it ignore? I don't
fade
know.
It might tail. Be ignore. Tail it might fade. Be ignore. I think you were about to say it.
I don't quite know.
I saw a Bill Simmons tail or fade.
Oh, yes, on FanDuel.
On FanDuel.
Tail or fade, and we just make the pick and you decide.
That's right.
And now that you have a history of being able to do both, pick losers well and winners well,
y'all,
maybe it can easily be that.
As a program director for a once-nominated Marconi radio station, I've already got the voiceover in my head. He was crappy in this year, good this year. What's going to happen this year? You decide. Here's a bet. Or whatever the hell.
Here's a bet. Brad bets.
Brad does nothing except lose money on FanDuel, or in this case, VIP bets.
I tell you, man, I mean, I think we've learned a lot, and I think you should have been betting your own plays on FanDuel, and maybe that figure would have been less red.
You had an improved process this year.
If I would have done what I'm doing, the gods of gambling would have lost me another couple $1,000. So I'm glad I stayed off.
But
the internet.
It would have been for the people, though. So it would have come back to you in abundance. But
maybe
You were selfish.
Maybe
you were just too selfish.
Gamble responsibly, folks.
We'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, I turn to FM, ESPN. It is lunchtime. It's a great time to get over to Sonic. They got a great, expansive menu. Everything that you want for you, for the kids. Refreshing drinks. Delicious food. $1.99 menu, fun $1.99 menu. They got a ton of great options. Download the app, the Sonic app. See all the deals. Take the most advantage. It's Sonic, America's driving.
Yep, that way you're taking care of redeeming your rewards, taking care of the deals, and getting all the deals when you've downloaded the app. So it pays to do that. As John said, you can get it all right there on that fun $99, that $1.99 menu. Get fully fed, including breakfast. The French toast sticks are on that item list as well. Small floats available too. Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, root beer, Fanta. You can do it however you want to. Small groovy fries as well. I'm a big junior chicken sandwich guy. I like the honey chipotle option. You can do it original as well. Got those queso wraps too. You want to go a little bigger, try that triple Sonic Smasher. It's all good at Sonic. You live free. Eat Sonic.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. All right, so we have a basketball game tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Indiana Pacers, who were diverted because of a tornado to Tulsa and then had to drive in on a bus from Tulsa to Oklahoma City. Take it on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, you know, we had our man Raheem Palmer on the show earlier this week, and he was tweeting about the ticket prices and how he just could not believe how affordable these ticket prices are.
What a great deal it is.
Let's see what they are today. Day of game. What will it cost you to get in the building on a finals game? Game one tonight, 7:30, Oklahoma City. I'm just going to go to Ticketmaster where all the fees, right? All the fees are included. So this is all in. It's going to cost you. I mean, I get it. Okay. I mean, you're at the top of the top, but you can get in for $466 including fees. That's pretty cheap for a finals game.
100% is cheap.
Yeah.
It's now, crazy.
You want to get a good seat?
I wonder what it's going to cost in Indiana to do that. Can you find that right now?
Oh, absolutely. Now, it won't be day of game. Maybe day of game would be a different price.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just going to...
Is it similar?
It's certainly similar, yeah. Like, if you want to sit...
It'll be higher dollar in Indiana, though, right?
It will be, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to sit in the upper level, it would be $466. Let's say you wanted to get a better seat, though. Let's say you wanted to sit a little closer.
Put me on the sideline.
Oh, like courtside?
Yeah, that's what we were doing in Madison Square Garden. We were getting the get-in, and then we were doing the court sides.
All right.
Court sides at one point were 27 or something crazy, 27,000, maybe got even higher than that.
Floor seats, the only floor seats that I see are available. Let's see. And it's like the back row baseline.
That's fine, because we're talking about, you know, celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
All right, let's see. There's only like four left, so I don't know who it is. Maybe is it Lil Wayne a fan? $4,860 a ticket.
Come on, that's cheap.
I mean, for that.
We're talking about, again, 27 to get low at Madison Square.
$27,000.
Right.
Yes.
$27,000.
Yeah, now this is not quite the, it's like a row or two back, but you're on the floor.
Who's that old guy that always wears the bedazzled stuff?
Jimmy Goldstein.
Yeah, you know he's going to be picking up on these if he's not already in.
You could sit.
And he loves the price because he goes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes to these small markets. He said, man, I'm getting in for next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
think that was his son. Said must be his son. There's a young man that sat next to him last time I saw him.
Uh-huh.
Must be his son or something.
Yeah.
Might be in his 30s or 40s or something, but
uh-huh.
What a life.
What a life, for sure. You could sit in the...
You knew exactly what I was talking about, too.
Yeah, because he goes to all the games.
Jimmy, what is his name?
Goldstein.
We've discussed him
yeah.
before.
Yeah, he goes to all the...
He's a fascinating dude.
You could sit in row section 101, which is a lower level 101,
yeah.
in a finals game. $980 bucks a ticket. All in.
That's what I'm saying. I'm in the finals.
All in. It's the finals.
I would do
it's
it.
The finals.
I would do it if I had, man, you know,
if you didn't, some right.
decent credit. I'm taking my kid. It's
yes.
once in a lifetime, potentially. Now, OKC probably going to make a bunch of these over the years now, looking like
that's very true.
A young Golden State, a young San Antonio. But what are we talking about here?
Yep.
I could do it. Hey, we did it. We don't have to do check that one off the box.
Exactly.
Bucket list type
exactly.
stuff. I've been to a finals. I'd go all in, you know.
Oh, but here's an interesting thing. On the website,
the that's a lifetime memory for him.
On the website, it says on Ticketmaster, important event info, all sales to this event will be restricted to residents of Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, and Nebraska.
Is that true? Are you reading?
Yeah, it's on Ticketmaster.com.
You started looking up on the other states. I was wondering if you're just making that up.
Okay, so now there's a catch. If you're outside of Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, or Nebraska, your order will be canceled without notice, and refunds will be issued. So you
that's
can't
on Ticketmaster?
Yeah. You cannot buy a ticket on Ticketmaster unless you live in those states.
Nebraska. That's all neighboring states?
Must be, right? Has to be.
Wow.
Because, like, why would they care if somebody from Tennessee goes? Why would they care if anybody? Like, why would they care?
What? Are you Spike Lee.
Yeah, they want
what about him?
People.
If he can't come. He can't buy it from Ticketmaster.
Well, he has to be slick about it and not get him through yeah. Ticketmaster.
Can we sue for this? This feels discriminatory. I'm not going to lie to you. Why should I not be allowed to go to an NBA game just because I live in the state of Tennessee?
So Triple H can't come.
Triple H can't go. He doesn't live in those states. That's crazy. That's a crazy policy to me. Like if the Grizzlies were in the finals, are we going to say, oh, you can't come unless you're from Tennessee?
Well, it's a way to keep out the riffraff. It's for the fans.
That's how you do your T-shirt alignment.
Man, that is
yeah, you keep your own people in there. That's right.
It's our people.
But, you know, I mean, I don't care. It's the finals. I don't know. All right, you want to know what game three costs?
No wonder they can keep the prices so low.
And that's exactly right. Because people ain't buying them, bro.
It's just their own, you know, small group of Nebraskans and Oklahomans and all that.
Man, that is ass backwards to me.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
As ass backwards. It looks like there's a pre-sale you have to do for the game one, the first home game of the Pacers. So you have to. There's even a damn pre-sale for this. But from what I can tell on my screen, cheapest as of now is $670 to get into the Indiana version of this.
Okay, a little bit more.
So, yes, it's, you know what, 20% more or so, 20-25%
yeah,
more?
Yeah, and they got a history. What's their second trip to the final?
I wonder if they will have the same restrictions. They have a presale code that you have to use, so maybe that's like a war. It's like a war on you can't come unless you live in these states or you have the presale code.
Amazing.
I didn't realize, I mean, if the Grizzlies ever make the finals, I hope we open it up to all. We, as you guys know, we need attendance. We will, you know, we don't need to, we need to, we don't care where you come from.
Ahmad Rashad, I just saw him talking on a 30 for 30 about those pure white crowds at Indiana.
Is that what he was saying?
Yes, that you couldn't stand Reggie.
I mean, they couldn't have been the whitest crowds.
No, excuse
me. Right?
Well, they got behind Reggie.
Right.
But they couldn't stand it at first because they wanted Steve Alford.
Okay.
Are y'all aware of what Steve was to that state at the time? They could have, and Steve ends up dropping. Look at that draft. He ends up dropping a 20 something, but all the white Indiana fans wanted Steve instead of Reggie.
Mm. I did not know that.
And I think it was Donnie Walsh, the GM that drafted Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they came around on him. And if you look at these Pacers crowds back then, man, if you look up at it, it doesn't look. I mean, it was all salt up in that thing. It was. Now, they got behind Ridge, clearly. But when they disliked a brother like Starks. They let you know with some venom.
Yeah. Yeah. They certainly, Boston probably the same way, right?
And so that's what Spike said. It was like going to KKK rallies. They literally had signs that said, that with a noose around his neck, Spike Lee.
No joke.
Yes, the Indiana crowds. So when I'm telling you about Ahmad and those guys speaking to how white these crowds were, they literally had a sign, you can find this, of Spike with a noose around his neck.
Wow.
Now, this is as the same time they cheer for Reggie.
Bro.
But if you caught their ire, you know, it was a different kind of world up there. They loved it. It was pure.
Yes. Yes. No question about it. Well, sorry about it, Jason. You won't be able to take CJ. Even if the ticket was $1, you couldn't take him. Unless you got some family in Arkansas, they can do it for you. Now, I could get around it. I could tell my Arkansas.
Osceola.
Yeah, Osceola and Wilson definitely in the building. You know, that 870 is strong.
Represent.
I could be like, yo, I know y'all don't have internet, but can y'all, do this for me real quick? But yes, I did not realize that was still a thing they were doing for the finals.
Interesting.
I felt like the NBA would like step in and say you can't do this. But I guess it's their building, their prerogative. Beyond the game itself, as they do, ESPN's experts weighed in on this series and where they think it will go. Anything interesting that you saw on this panel of however many it was?
Well, 32 of them and 29 of them picked OKC.
Okay.
Only one of them picked a sweep.
All right.
So most seem to think it'll go five or six, if I'm mistaken. It might have been one or two picked a sweep, but the majority of them have five or six. The three Pacers picks were Chris Canty, Pacers and seven.
For our morning show?
Yeah, I heard him do that.
Sportsmanlike.
He literally said that, and I was like, okay, Chris Canty.
He is one of the three. Jeremy Wu, who John tells me his work is really highly respected.
He's been on the station a lot.
Pacers and seven.
Yeah.
He's one of the three that, and then also Freddie, we don't know what you were smoking on, Coleman, Pacers and six. Now, he just went a little crazy with it, didn't he? Now,
yeah, he's got that deep voice.
Yeah. Now, we love Freddie to death. We've had him on our show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Freddie's the only one that's got Pacers in six. He doesn't think this will be much of a series at all.
You know,
Halliburton and the guys got it all under control.
Freddie might get that promotion he's been looking for,
fact,
if he put it
the
right way.
The wrong team is favored here, according to Freddie.
There is like, when I think about Freddie Coleman, and does he still do late nights?
He does afternoons. No, he's like doing afternoons now. Didn't he get promoted up?
I think he's time slot champ.
Yeah, he got up,
he's
bro.
Locked in. He's still doing it.
He used to do the late nights.
Freddie Coleman.
He did.
Yeah.
So he's not late nights anymore.
I don't believe
he got
for
promoted.
Educating me on that.
But, you know, I will, like, when I think about radio and I think about the best parts of it, it's the late night when you're driving around, the night's kind of over, and the sun's gone down, and you got this guy that's on live radio.
Yep.
And he's just doing live radio.
It's great.
It's like 9 o'clock at night.
I did it in Las Vegas for a long time.
And it's comforting in a weird way that I can't really explain. It's comforting to know that there's somebody out there that's working at 9 o'clock at night, and they're live, and they're whatever, but Freddie Coleman's not that anymore.
Freddie, now the national host, and you might hear him when we do some vacation days, and for Juneteenth, for example, with Harry Douglas on our afternoon show. He'll be filling in for Gabe on the 19th.
Now, that I would say this, that's not a vacation day. That is a day of exploration and reflection.
Yes.
The day after.
It's also a company holiday, too. We want to respect that day.
You know, does ESPN radio, Freddie and Harry's 2 to 6 now.
Yeah, 2-6 Central. You got it.
But he used to be like, I don't know what the late
He did
time.
Overnights for a long time, and then
overnight.
He moved to nights. He'd moved to early evenings, and now with the most recent lineup, he's been doing afternoons.
I don't think, does ESPN Radio have an overnight anymore?
Of course.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like all night is what they call it, and they have a rotation of guys.
Okay.
It's like a company
Game
setup.
Game night is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a setup.
And it's just like a rotating cast of characters?
Well, it's actually, what they do is they play actualities, and then what you do is you expound on the actualities. So, for example, earlier this afternoon, Jason and John were talking about tonight's NBA Finals game.
That's right.
And here's what they said, and then they play it, and then they say,
right.
You know, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but zippity-doo-dah.
We used to do the six on 92.9
before
Gabe showed up.
Highly rated.
We used to do that where you'd pick the best segments of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Jason and John never made it. It was always Jeff. I mean, it was crazy. It was like
that is not true.
Number one in the 911.
That is not true. False.
Yeah. Oh, the headlines.
You make stuff up.
No. Thunder and four. Only one picked at Jonathan Zaslav.
Thank you.
So there's back to your picks.
Is he an ESPN radio?
Our man Fortenbaugh, who you don't talk much about, but I respect. Yeah. You don't seem to. You never it hold up hard. What. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all can tell. He's
I don't
not
know
a guy
if he's
that
a winning
you,
better. I don't.
Yeah, he's not a guy that you go to or
he
hold
does,
up.
He does. ESPN. I mean, he knows enough. I don't.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know that. But I'm surprised. Anyway, Thunder and five. I just thought I'd throw his.
That's where I'm at.
His opinion.
He and
at
I
you.
Agree mm-hmm. there.
Okay. Okay. You
know? I mean, hopefully he's. I haven't bet anything on the series. I should. I kind of feel like I should. But
Bobby Marsh got Thunder and five. Your boy Metcalf's got Thunder and five.
Wow. Myra Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the ESPN radio schedule is unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
We have it live here. We carry it live.
Clinton and Friends.
Yeah.
Joe and Q. Freddie and Harry.
Q Myers.
Mm-hmm. Amber and Ian.
Yep.
And then game night.
Is Courtney's not in there?
Courtney, I think, got a promotion, or she's doing some national stuff, or she's also doing some local stuff, I believe, in a couple of markets. I could be wrong about
she
that. John
comes on
know.
And hosts a lot of
I saw her in Chicago. She hung out with us.
They should have gone and given her own show. Yeah. She's that good.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'd say.
I don't know. Like,
and she's actually listed among
she's
the
doing
ESPN
Chicago.
Experts to pick on this
she's,
series as well.
She's doing local ESPN in Chicago. I think is her gig now.
Ah, that would make a lot of sense.
She covered
daily. You're saying
like she's working for Good Karma, which owns the ESPN version of us in Chicago. So she's and that's a big ass radio station.
Yeah, she's really good.
That's as honestly, and I know this is weird. That's a better job than a national job.
I believe it.
It's a better job.
Yeah, because honestly, ESPN. Doesn't really prioritize the national radio the way it used to.
Now they have with mornings. If they really prioritize it, you'd probably see a guy like, I don't know, the guys on TV doing it, but you know, they don't want to do it.
Exactly.
It's part of it.
Stephen A. Smith does a radio show for a different radio
outlet.
Network.
Yeah, he got a side hustle for that, you know? So you tell me.
I mean, that's weird.
Yeah, all the leverage.
It's extra money.
But they're obviously, yeah, they're paying him more to do it than he would otherwise make on his current contract with it's amazing that's how you know how like they will let that man do anything. Like you go do a Fox Sports radio show if you want, brother. Like it don't matter to us. We just need you on our TV airway.
Because First Take's still the show that brings it in.
Exactly right.
Facts.
It's the most consistent thing they have. Mm-hmm. It's their flagship, without a doubt. But anyway, Pacers Thunder tonight, like I talked about earlier this week, I have Thunder minus nine. I feel pretty good about it because it's gotten to 9.5. At some spots, it's out to 10. Juice towards the Pacers, but double digits at that, you know, still. So interesting that, you know, it's getting out this far. I think a lot of people will be interested in the Pacers tonight, you know, and I understand that completely. I've been riding the Thunder pretty much all playoffs. I've been riding both these teams all playoffs. It sucks to have to pick one, but. I'm going to go Thunder at home.
You got me thinking about Stephen A. Smith the more you talk about it. You know, the other thing about that is that we haven't missed my guy Shannon at all.
Mm.
Like, the thing about his show is it's just him. It's not necessarily him against someone else, right? It doesn't matter who that someone else is. Shannon's been good, actually impressive in terms of coming over, you know, carving out his own, you know, personality on there next to Stephen. You got to be a strong and not just being what he was with Skip or what. I want to compliment him on the job, but I'm not tuning in for Shannon.
I totally forgot Shannon was away.
That's what I'm saying. He's on break right now, and they're not missing him at all. I'm sure the ratings are down, my guess, because again, it's whoever Stephen A. is bringing on, and it it shows you back to his power. All they need is his face on there, and that's why he's got that kind of pull and leverage with ESPN to where he can say, yeah, I'm going to Sirius and doing this show for them instead of doing a show for y'all.
Yeah.
Where it ain't going to matter.
Yeah, you're right.
And pay me my money.
That's a risk.
Because it's just, him alone
that's right.
gets it done.
That's exactly
You don't need, who's my guy before him that's outdated now and used to be together? No, Fox.
Skip Bayless.
Yes, Skip. I'm sorry.
No,
it's had good. A brain freeze on Skip. That's kind of what's happened to Skip. He's become irrelevant.
Yeah, no, he has.
Whereas Steven's still owning this stuff. He's still at the top. Doesn't matter who you put opposite him. We're still watching him.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Many, I'm sure, hate watch, but they're watching. Kind of like Stern back in the day.
Yep. Yep.
You either hate listen or you hate, you know, you love listen, but you're listening. So kind of what happens with Stephen?
Well, and they're in a different game on Sirius because they're providing and adding to a subscribe to product. It's sort of like a lineup on television. We're adding another channel.
Man, he must have seen that Michelle Beadle stuff because he came in this morning like skipping on First Take.
She's telling on herself.
And she's made it so personal.
She's telling on herself.
But he's not going there at all. Apparently, they've had a little bit of a back and forth previously that I was reading about. Yep. She can't stand him.
Clearly.
John, maybe going back to that reference, John, maybe that was more about Stephen A. She was saying he'll say Jalen Williams' name wrong for 2 hours. The way she made it so personal.
That's a misspeak,
though. I swear, I thought that was she's talking about Mad Dog there. No. But back to the point, man. I get why she feels the way she does when her company doesn't come and when you don't talk to me about it beforehand. You don't even give me the common courtesy of that. But you're allowing your personal feelings about the man to really...
Yes.
Sink you here in a way that is going to make you more and more irrelevant, unfortunately.
Yeah. She'll always have.
Closer, don't want to hear
well,
it
and you start having fans like me who, when they think of you, they think of bitterness. They
right,
don't
bitterness.
Think of
you come off as bitter
it's an
every
image.
Time.
You she's, have to protect your image.
Whether like, she's messed up or not, y'all know she's, you know.
The only time I think of her is when she's angry. So what do you think, you know?
That's how she comes off now.
Yeah, I mean that's your she that's
used
your
to be,
brand.
She used to be fun.
Yes, she yeah. used to be fun.
And that's how she rose up.
It's like, right.
She
I
was
used
fun.
To think
she had great
good.
Insight, but it
yes.
wasn't a constant like hate or getting off my
no.
You know this get off my lawn stuff she does now. What? It's like after a while, man, it gets old.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Even when John does the get off my lawn,
mm-hmm.
I get sick of it.
But you love Joy Taylor,
dude. I have Ew. Never sat up here and told you that I think Joy Taylor's great at what she does. Now we've gone down the list, haven't we? But Joy Taylor's never been on mine.
Yeah. I tried. I tried with Joy.
You know who I find great that nobody, I don't think she still gets enough credit. I think Monica McNutt mm-hmm. is great.
Yes, I agree.
I do. And she's gotten so great she can't come on anymore. That's how good she is. Again, she's, yeah. you know, and I think Stephen A. and others have recognized that. That's why, and Greeny, who brings her on all the time, she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And it's not just about Knicks that she has opinions on. She can yeah. go across the league. And she's not selling hate. She's not selling. She's not trying to, oh, the old school ain't like this, which a lot of the men do. Not comparing her to Beatle necessarily. Like Charles Barkley, those guys, they hate on the new school guys. It ain't like she doesn't do that. So I just think her enthusiasm, her knowledge of the game, her insight carries her. I think she's better than she gets credit for being.
Yeah, no, she is.
She's
very
refreshing.
Good.
I love listening to her. Yeah.
That she absolutely is. It'll all be going down tonight right here on 92.9. Pacers Thunder game one.
So we don't talk about this guy anymore, and I'm just, you know, I guess the most you can do at this point is pray for him and his family. But I don't know if you saw it, John. There's a TMZ still follows him. Greg Hardy got arrested again.
Oh no.
Yeah, down in Texas, it caught my eye because it said it for assaulting family member. And remember, Greg Hardy came out of Millington, played at Briarcrest. Yes, has gone on to many a different level of sport. I mean, Dallas Cowboys there after, what was it, career at Ole Miss. Dallas Cowboys playing football, obviously has the incident when he's with Carolina, I want to say.
Yeah.
Where he threw the young lady onto a bed or couch of guns, dealt with that stuff, mental health issues, obviously. But the latest, when I saw a family member, it took me back to, because I remember those. I mean, when Greg Hardy was getting recruited, I met his family out in Millington. I want to tell you that his mom was a Millington police officer back in the day. Great folks yep. is what they were.
Yep.
Came from a great family, not some craziness.
Yep,
or just not some broken home. It didn't feel like. And so to see him have obviously too, the UFC then gives him a chance after all of these mishaps and mistakes and. Breaking the law, everything else. UFC gave him a chance. He basically got spit out there. We don't have many details as of right now. It's funny that it's not funny is not the word. It is weird to me that TMZ and others, maybe because it still gets clicks, the stories of the fallen athlete. And so when you're putting them out there, and especially one that's had as many falls as Greg Hardy, maybe again, that people love reading about a fall. And so maybe that's part of the reason why they've continued to sort of monitor him yep. and his chronicle his fall. But according to jail records, TMZ got former Dallas Cowboys pass rusher taken into custody yesterday about 2:29 p.m. was booked on a charge of assault, causes bodily injury to family. Mm. In jail still, but expecting bond. Hardy, of course, been in trouble with the law back in 14. So he's 36 now. Was in the NFL from 2010 to 15. Got his shot in the MMA. That's done now, or it appears at least the majority of. Any hope of really rising in the UFC is done, and man, it's just not kind of news you want to read. But I'm hopeful for
yep.
that whatever family member this was that he got into it with, that again that this is something that
yep.
they can move past, that he can get the help he obviously needs in whatever direction that is, mental help, job, help transitioning back to a regular life. Not sure if he can live one, but finding a peace in that, because yep. it's clearly peace has not been what this man has been able to find in his career, post-sports career. So anyway, I didn't have anything prepared. But I'm just hopeful because his family, I just remember, were good people.
Yep.
And so I'm hopeful that they can find some sort of peace with this, and that Greg Hardy at some point can pay the dues that are owed, right, for any laws that have been broken still to this point. But also, you know, get back to some kind of, you know, just productive form of life, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, I mean, you talk about his UFC career. I mean, it looked like, I mean, for a minute, he was like maybe the next star.
Yeah. He's knocking folks out.
And you know, he has the look, you know, he's got the big look,
angry dude. Yep. That, you know, we'll get behind those if they, so long as they win.
He started 3-0 in his UFC career, and then he lost one, and he was actually 7-2 as of October 2020, and then he lost his next three, and now he's out, and he hasn't fought since March 2022. So it feels like he's definitely like struggling with like the next phase of life, like, okay, NFL's right. over, UFC is over.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I'm obviously not trying to excuse any behavior. We don't have many details, but, I mean, the man has lived a violent life, like, obviously. And, you know, he's done some things that are reprehensible.
Yeah. He got drug charges, cocaine charges.
Yeah.
You know, he's made a bunch of mistakes.
But, you know, UFC, I mean, NFL, like, football's whole life, like, I just hope that he's okay, like from a, you know, from a physical standpoint, you know, from a mental standpoint,
right.
Because like the hits that he has taken over his entire life have stacked up, you know. And
I could see, yeah, CTE or something being a factor in this. And then, yeah, you'd hope that he doesn't hurt himself or hurt someone else.
Exactly. And in this case, he was charged with hurting someone else. So, I mean, I don't know what interventions can be taken. I don't know. But it definitely feels like we're at a critical point with Gray. I didn't even see this story until you brought it up.
And so again, he because he's not mainstream anymore, you're not going to see it on ESPN or anything else. But yeah, TMZ obviously still paying attention because he's giving them content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's got two kids, fairly regular basis. You know, I mean,
I'm remember meeting his folks, man. They were good people.
Yeah,
you know, more so, I hope that this wasn't one of them, and I don't know how close a family member this was. Then you're hoping it's not something that's permanent, whatever this damage he did to them is. And yeah, whether it's them having some peace or him finding it. But this transition back to, like you talked about, you know, civilian life seems to be the issue for Greg Hardy, or at the heart of the issue.
Yeah, it's a real thing. So,
but many struggle with that and don't break laws in doing.
That's
it.
Very true.
At some point, it has to be back to accountability.
That is very true, man. You don't get just because you've, you know, a lot of people have chosen because
you've been special in some areas. Right. You don't get to keep breaking the law either and getting chance after chance after chance.
Exactly.
At some point, society's gonna get done with you.
Yeah, a couple NFL notes here. Derek Carr, you want to talk about a stand-up guy.
Oh, yeah. What a way to go out.
He said, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't take the money. It wasn't the right thing for me to do.
That's pretty good, Elvis. I can't listen or even read anything from him without kind of doing it in that voice myself when I think about how he would sound saying it.
He said he was in a predicament. I was in a little bit of a pickle.
That's right.
Bro, I be entertaining myself, bro. I really do. Yeah. He said he was in a predicament because he had a shoulder injury. And he ultimately decided to retire because he didn't want to just take money from the New Orleans Saints. Now I'm a lot of things, but a thief ain't one of them.
Yep. You should go up on the wall of fame.
Let me stop, man. Let me stop. He said that part was tough because I didn't want to have surgery and just sit there and just take the Saints money. I wouldn't have been able to play if I had the surgery, and then if I had tried to play with it, I wasn't near 100%, and so that doesn't help me either. So I just feel like it was the right thing to do for myself and for the team. He signed a 4-year, $150 million contract in 2023. He forfeits his $30 million base salary for this season due to retirement, but he did get to keep a $10 million roster bonus for 2025. So, not all bad. It's not all Kentucky rain for Derek Carr. And the reason why we like it's because he kind of talks like Elvis, right? Like if you ever go back and like he's got that, I don't know if it's like a rattle or I don't know how you would kind of describe it, but he's got that like sort of his voice is just like
he did, yeah. He changes to it like cat. He can go into
it. He does. And like the crazy thing is like he will go to like he like preaches. Did you know that?
Yes, I know he's a devout Christian.
Devout as can be. Devout as can be. He was like in some controversy and he was like preaching like in the middle of it. Like I don't remember exactly what his message was, but that's
don't
one of the things.
Drugs.
That's the thing. Sometimes I wouldn't go to Derek Carr's church because Derek Carr's church made it all about Derek Carr. Like in that day, he was giving a message, but he was talking about himself, you know? He was talking about like, you know, I'm being ostracized, you know, or whatever the hell he was saying that day. He was saying something along those lines. I don't want to hear that. You know, it ain't all about you, man. I remember I went to church like 2 years ago. Perfectly, I'm not going to name the church, perfectly fine. But like the guy that was giving the message was making it all about himself. Because he was moving. He was moving. And he was like, I want y'all to please pray for me as I move. Like the whole thing was about him moving. And I'm like, bro, I appreciate that you're moving. But can we generalize it here for the people, for the congregation, man? We're not all moving. You know, some of us are staying. And it's just like, it never happened. The transition to the audience never happened. You know, she got to keep it specific is fine for a minute, but you got to keep.
I see what you're saying.
Derek Carr didn't accomplish that in his sermon. And in this
so
case.
The God's message must hit the people. It must can't just
it has to connect
about
with people.
Yourself.
Because nobody in that audience
use yourself.
Has that.
Understand what you're saying.
$150 million decision hanging over them, okay? We're just trying to get groceries on the table. You know what I mean? So, but again, that's separate of his quarterback play. He now is going to have a lot of time to refine that message because he's retiring. And you know, again.
This guy, I mean, he could have a Joel Osteen type of career.
He's 100%
if he wanted to.
He's got the money. He's got the fame. He's got all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I suspect that's where he's going with it. You know, he's been building up, which is fine. If he wants to use his platform for good.
The things he saw. In the
now, Joel, didn't Joel Osteen say, y'all can't come in here during the floods?
I think he didn't open the doors
right.
Immediately.
Now, that's terrible.
Now, he might have folded underneath the public scrutiny.
That's awful.
The weight of public scrutiny. I think maybe that happened.
Yes.
But in the immediate time, I mean, those doors stayed locked.
Yeah.
I think.
He said, my agent literally texted me a few days ago, and he said, hey, just checking in. How's everything? You still feel comfortable? I sent him a picture of me on the beach with my two kids. I said, this beats an OTA any day. So he's moving on. You know, there was a time with Derek Carr where I thought this guy could be the savior of the Raiders franchise. This is exactly. This is sometimes how it feels with him. But there was a time where I felt like, you know, he could be that guy, but the limitations. And then, you know, when Dan Williams came in here and basically told us, you know, he crumpled under pressure and that he didn't want to ever stay in the pot. It's like, I knew that's when it was over. And it was true. Like he broke his leg, was never the same guy. After that, he was skittish the rest of his career. Never really did anything else after that.
I think there just probably are a lot of NFL guys that roll their eyes. As much as I love them, you know, the sharer of God's love that he appears to be.
Yeah.
That's all legit.
He's a good messenger.
He's I think probably even his own brother gets tired of some of of Derek's stories.
Yes.
Even David, I would say.
Exactly.
Like, bro, you've been blessed.
Yep.
Like, what are we, like, you're looking at the beating he took, David Carr.
Oh, man.
You talk about what he was supposed to be and what didn't happen to him.
What they put in their bodies. That was
he
his
saw
big,
it all too.
That,
but
that was his big one.
He didn't
it?
Have to hold himself up about how he was leaving it, you know, or saying, I got to leave the carnage. I'm just, my eyes, I'm blind.
It's good because he's going out on a high note. Derek Carr is. He's going out on a high note. Man, a lot of money, dude.
Like, I mean, I guess it's stand up that you don't go take that 30.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
because Kirk Cousins is certainly
but dude,
sitting
he made
on some money.
So much, though. Like,
but,
it ain't
yeah,
like,
I mean, let's not act like you ain't a rich man already.
Derek Carr's career earnings, let's see.
Oh, compared to his brother, too, man. I mean,
oh,
he
yeah.
had to, like, Even though his brother ended up, we looked too, his brother got a Super Bowl championship playing behind Eli, didn't he?
I mean, Derek Carr made $195 million, bro.
Come on, man.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, a guy that had really no business making that money in terms of no playoff runs.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Second round pick.
Nearly two, well, over 200 probably with the, everything he's making outside of the league.
Oh, yeah, with the 20.
But, I mean,
he's $200 million.
On the field, he made $200 million.
That's insane.
He, I mean, top 10 sacrifice guy in the league ever. That's what he'd have you believe.
Yeah, he would. He would have you believe that.
Yep.
I mean, he set the market in 2018 or 2017 when he signed that deal with the Raiders. And
I don't want to hate on him because he's doing good work for the Lord. But come
he
on.
Made most of it with the Raiders too.
Time to go.
He made 60 with the Saints. But dude,
we're not giving you some badge for walking away right now. Nobody was clamoring for you.
Oh, and believe me, it was the best news the Saints got this offseason,
dude.
They were
find out what they got now.
Going crazy down there.
Oh, because they got my guy Hook, right? The Louisville quarterback.
But anybody else, you know, I mean, anybody else would have been just fine, bro.
Unless it was Spencer Rattler, I'd still rather have Carr over him. Spencer's just a weird.
Yeah, but yeah, they were doing all kinds of dances down there, man. When they got that news, so Derek Carr's calling it a career.
I got one more,
and that's it.
Would you buy Richard Simmons' home for $7 million, even though he died in it?
The exercise guy?
That's Richard Simmons.
With the leotard?
Let's just say you have $7 million.
Yeah.
Two homes. They sit right next to each other in Hollywood, so the views are roughly the same.
Yep.
Are you going to pick the one $7 million house, even though it might not have... Maybe in terms of some of the interior, maybe you like the one Richard Simmons put together for you, but you're going to pick the other $7 million house because Richard died in it. Would you not buy it because he was found dead in it by the housekeeper? Would you be worried about his ghost and that
zesty
voice
ghost
going through the house? Because he was in there for decades.
Yeah.
And his soul... Depending upon, I mean, again, I don't know what went down. His soul could still be in there.
Could be. Yeah, you know, realistically, I don't want to be.
If you look at the pictures, it's beautiful.
I don't want to be haunted by a sassy poltergeist if I have the choice. Like, it's just a lot. You know, that's a lot.
What about you, Jason?
Because he's not going to like your decorating.
That,
so you're
going
to hear from him early when John comes in and changes the home.
He's too sassy. If he was a little less sassy, then maybe I could.
It died last July. God rest his soul.
Those diets didn't
housekeeper
work, bro.
Found we've just put the house up on
run.
The market.
He was 76.
Get your ass older if you're going to be doing me.
I'll take 76.
$7 million in the Hollywood Hills. I would tell you sounds cheap.
It does.
I'd buy it.
It's still four. It's just over 4,000 square feet. It's 4 bedroom, 5 bathroom.
Where are you on?
I would
Jason?
Jump on this.
Yeah, I think
$7 million in the Hollywood Hills. It's going to be worth more than that in 5 years.
Yeah, you can ignore those voices.
Hey, you could just Airbnb it.
Yeah, but
if you're worried about his spirit.
Yeah.
You can Airbnb it, or flip it in 2 years. You're going to make money off of it.
Come on in, guys.
Of course you buy it.
But that's the problem. You're going to be trying to get a good night's rest, all right, in the middle of the night, and you're going to hear the ghost, get your lazy butt up.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody wants to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to deal
with
that.
He had quite the following.
Get that butt up.
Women love him. Like, chicks, for whatever. I mean, it's that, you know.
I remember, like, listening to a podcast way back when, like, maybe, seven, 8 years ago. Like it was because he went off the radar.
Yeah, he did.
He just disappeared.
He had some mental wellness stuff.
If he was dead or
he was
still
out
alive.
Of public life. He was over it.
Didn't he have depression issues or something?
Sure, he did.
He didn't come out of the house barely.
Yeah,
it was. I don't remember how that all.
That might have been a reason why they're just now a year later getting it on the market. I mean, you got to close the whole probate estate and all.
Yeah,
that
it takes
court.
A long
that
a
takes
year.
A while.
Yeah,
but just in terms of what was inside to get it ready for the market, you might have had to. Yep. You know, do quite a bit of
in
work.
In 2022, he issued a statement to the New York Post and said he was happy, healthy, and living the life that he's chosen to live. So
good.
Unfortunately, he's dead now, but, I want to buy his home, I mean, it would not be a home that I'm like, I don't want to buy a home, any home where I like knowingly am aware of someone dying or being murdered in it or whatever. Like, I'm not into that stuff. Like, there, I know there are people that seek that out.
Yep.
But I'm just not into, you know, I'm not into it. It would be on my mind, like, all the time. Like, you know, there have been some, you remember the Nora Jackson case here in Memphis? Mm-hmm. It happened in East Memphis. Like, she was charged with, like, killing her mom.
Yes.
And like, I would not buy that house. I would not live in it, you know? Yeah, but I do it. I would, even if it, you know, I just I pass by all the time. Somebody's living in it,
yeah.
But I couldn't do that. Yeah. Like, somebody got murdered in that house. Like, no way.
Bulldoze it.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And rebuild it and whatever. But I think it's still the same house. Mm. Same on the corner there. I pass by it. But yeah, I couldn't do that, bro. You know, dying in the house, there's a difference, right? Being murdered and then just dying. People do die. It happens.
Yeah.
And they have to die somewhere. They can't just die on the outside on the sidewalk. Mm. But, like, being murdered, it's like a malevolent thing.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, doesn't leave. That stays. And it's like, is it, you know. Sorry, Brad.
I figured you'd have some ghost issues.
Yeah. I brought
this story to you.
I don't necessarily, you know, I'm not into that. Yeah, I'm not into it.
Understood.
But you can have it.
I'd move on pretty fast when I'm living my ass in the Hollywood Hills. I'll be honest with you. I don't give a crap if the ghost
I'm going to buy it as an investment.
Yeah. When you're in that magic air out there, you guys know, it is different.
But John's got, I mean, he has his eyes on several homes.
Yeah.
He's in a different
tax bracket. I don't want to buy homes that people have died in knowingly.
There's a good market there, though, John.
And this is not one where you can, like, folks will come to see it so you can charge, like, a tourist thing. Richard Simmons was big, but he's not that
Elvis
big.
Yeah, Elvis died. People visit his home.
Like, right, that's what I'm saying. It's not that. You can't turn it into a tourist.
People aren't
thing.
Interested in visiting the home of Richard Simmons for posterity.
You bunch
clowns,
of old ladies that you're talking about.
There's
you say
a lot
all
of those girls out
these
there.
These chicks that you say that
no,
are now, like, 60.
Yeah, they're a lot older
women. 65, these chicks that love Richard Simmons.
No, I'm talking about grandma. Like, grandma loved Richard Simmons.
Well, grandma going to join him here pretty soon.
Come over here on the mat and let's work out, ladies.
I mean, I respectfully, I don't think she ain't far behind.
You heard that.
So, I mean, she just.
Yeah, those little crunchers didn't do it.
That's exactly
it
right.
It is wild, though. Like, even Suzanne Summers, like, she was supposed to live forever. Died young.
People die, unfortunately.
Like, she was a workout guru until she wasn't.
Well, you just never know what these people are really doing.
For
I mean,
facts.
She was 76, though. I mean, both of these people died. I mean,
she is nicer, though. She was a better looking 76 than Richard.
If you could take 76 right now, Jason, would you take it?
Yeah.
I would take 75.
You both would.
I would 100% take 76. Do you know how
much
stuff
can happen?
Well,
you're saying that's the year I have to check out?
Yeah, like,
just don't know.
76 or door number two?
Oh, I don't know about that. Right.
Or door number two.
Yeah, 76 or door number two. I guarantee you're going to live till 76.
Now that's a different question.
Or door number two.
It's not as obvious as you're making it out to be.
I mean, 76 to me is a good run. It's an average lifespan in 2025.
It's a good run.
You don't get, you know, I mean,
but
you.
My dad just hit 75 without,
that's
you know,
awesome.
Without great health care down in Belize.
Well, that's
the
why
last
I'm,
9,
I'm
10
giving
years.
You door number two.
So my point is that I probably got a good chance. If I stop smoking, I got a good chance of making it past 75.
Quit smoking.
Hey, I'm going to go to Jarvis's prostate screening thing on Saturday.
Yes.
I was just saying my chances might be a little higher, right?
But you live in Memphis, so
but you're telling
can
me
happen.
I got to take this guaranteed.
It's. I'm giving you
check
two
out
options.
At 76,
like Suzanne
and
Summers
I'm about to be
49. Richard Simmons.
I don't think I want the finality of knowing either.
Well, that's definitely true.
That sucks. Yeah,
that's
you don't want.
True.
People
oh my
don't
gosh!
Want,
I mean, thinking about Chris and now I want him to get everything done before I got to check out. You know what? I'm rolling with door number two, man. Whatever God's got in store.
Well, that's 100%.
The way you just stole, well, especially the way you sold it.
If there was
a way.
Of course he's going to take 76.
If there was a magic orb that could tell me when I was going to die, I would pass.
I don't want to know, man.
That Gary Greca guy contends that there are some tests that can kind of sort of
the anxiety
the
that would come with that, you'd
no,
never, you'd wish you'd never know.
I would not want to know. No, I would not want
no,
to know.
No, sir.
No,
sir.
Because I would never be able to, like, do enough.
Yeah, you timeline it, and you're
kind of
it's
like,
a ticker.
What if it's, like, next year? What if it's, you know, I mean, like, good grief. Then it's like, I would die a billion deaths. Before you know, like
you
know.
Would overthink it. I know you.
Well, if I was dying next year, I tell you, I would overthink it. I would be like, "Damn it, I'm going next year, and I only got 12 months,
got
a little bit of time. So I better, you know, blow this 401k, or do I not blow it? Do I give it to my kid? Damn, this sucks.
Yeah,
you know. So I would not want to know. I would just want it to happen, and then I'll deal with it in the afterlife.
Yeah,
door two. I mean?
So I don't know. 76 doesn't feel bad though.
Because you're 30 something, so it sounds far off to you.
It's not that far off for you.
Yeah, I think we've squared this one.
For you, it'd be like 86, right?
We've squared this one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We're both coming from different places here. Anyway, rest in peace to Richard Simmons and Suzanne Somers.
Yeah.
And rest in peace to all the people that have died. Right?
Yeah,
again,
I mean, sure.
There was some newsworthiness.
No, there, there was.
Because
yeah,
his home
was on sale. Yeah.
Jason had a story, yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I'm just saying because.
You guys are bringing up all dead people.
Yeah, Suzanne Somers was on Brad's mind. You know, I'm saying rest in peace.
Well, see, the that health era. Guru crap from the 80s and 90s.
That's how his brain came to that.
That's right. But I want to respect all people that have died. Rest in peace to all dead people.
We got plenty of them.
We do. A lot of dead people. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Let me tell you something that's alive.
Ayo.
It's this man's picks. This man's betting picks alive and well. We're going to get his pick on game one coming up. Jeff Goodman at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.